listening to Crown Point High School Bulldogs basketball live on Internet Radio's USA-365.com.
Dave Woodward here, and along with Frank Sprinkle, inviting you to stay tuned now as we bring you the live play-by-play. Mayor will take it on Crown Point here live at Crown Point High School. And now, with the play-by-play, here is Frank Sprinkle.
Thank you, Dave Woodworth, and so happy you could join us here tonight from the Bulldog Gym on the south end of town as the conference play has arrived for the Crown Point Bulldogs. The Maryville Pirates, on the other hand, they started the conference a week ago, six to eight nights ago, in which they defeated the Chesterton Trojans pretty convincingly. Out of bounds, it's going to go the other way, and the Maryville Pirates will take control. Maryville in their purple-on-purple attire, touch of white on the shorts, black numerals front and back, Crown Point white-on-white with red numerals front and back. Starting the drive to the basket, Holmes, as he draws a foul on his way to the netted cup. A non-shooting foul on the Crown Point, or check, that is a shooting foul. Sammy Krupps called for the foul. So Jalen Holmes, the 6'6 senior, lets it go to our left, misses on the first. Holmes, 6'6. You look at this lineup for the Maryville Pirates, a number of big guys as the second free throw comes up short. And Snodgrass, the leaping rebound for Crown Point. And here come the Bulldogs front court to the left, or to the right, with Matt Hanlon. Hanlon with the left-handed dribble comes crossover at the far sideline. Now circles in between. T.J. Lux wanted a travel, I believe. Hanlon pulls up right at the key, rimming no, and the rebound controlled by Balcom. Leaping rebound. Here comes Maryville running the floor. Down low, coming up missing is Bandy, and they'll put it in for two. Rashard Balcom, we mentioned about the outpouring he had of 24 points against the Chesterton Trojans six nights ago. It was the conference opener for the Maryville Pirates at Maryville High School. Crown Point was supposed to have started conference play a week ago. However, because of the weather in Michigan City, the game was postponed. That game will be played on Tuesday, January 23rd. Front court to the right for the Crown Point Bulldogs in their white-on-white. Both head coaches standing up as the ball sails out of bounds. Last touch by Maryville. Looked like getting a hand. Jalen Holmes, the 6'6 senior guard.
Yeah, so Crown Point retains possession here with the throw-in from in front of the scorer's table.
Elias Girodemus bringing the ball inbounds for the Crown Point Bulldogs. Girodemus holds at the right elbow. Girodemus with a left-handed dribble bounces it for Sammy Decker.
Maryville with a very effective 2-3 zone defense here.
Sam Snodgrass, and it looks like the ball's going to go the other way. Turnover on the Crown Point Bulldog.
Yeah, a rare call, Frank. That looked like a palming the ball call. You almost never see that called anymore.
Wow, a rarity, but a turnover for the Crown Point Bulldogs. Maryville comes in with an 8-4 record. Crown Point 2 under the 500 mark at 4-6. Here is Balcom, pitches it over into the corner. Now Bandy misses for three from the left elbow. No, and it looks like we have a foul away from the ball. Foul on the Crown Point Bulldogs, the second team foul.
Yeah, I think Sam Decker was trying to box out a potential rebound effort by the Maryville player he was defending, and wound up pushing him away from the basket. It's been allowed him to get a rebound, but he committed a foul in the process.
And Maryville just committed a foul too, Dave, so they counter with a foul. Darian Bandy, the 6'2 junior, called for the foul on the Maryville Pirates. That is the first team foul. Crown Point with two team fouls as Maryville looks to trap Crown Point in the backcourt. Now Sammy Snodgrass down low, pitches it over for Sammy Decker. Girodemus, a three, rimming off the back iron, and the ball comes loose, top of the lane. It is Holmes with the rebound, and quickly here's Kean Thompson for Bandy. That'll pitch it in the corner, a three, triple it up for Johnny Bernard. We mentioned about Bernard being the veteran presence for the Maryville Pirates, 6'4 senior. We have seen him play efficiently the last couple of years, and he gives Maryville a 5-0 lead, turnover out of bounds. It's going the other way to Maryville.
Yeah, Bernard hitting from the left corner. Approximately a 25-foot shot. All net on that last three-pointer.
Crown Point will not have a winning streak. They have won, they lost back to back, but they have not had a three-game winning streak. Leaving it short is Bernard. The ball loose, and it's taken by the Crown Point Bulldogs. A flat-footed rebound by Gerald Demas. And here come the Crown Point Bulldogs, white on white, front court right, with 3 minutes gone by opening quarter. The home team Bulldogs trailing 5-0 as the ball tips out of bounds. And will stay with the Bulldogs' last touch, the Maryville Pirates. Purple and red do not mix. It is the colors of the respective clubs. And it looks like we're going to have a timeout here called by the Maryville Pirates. We'll do the same 5-0 Maryville, the lead 5:05 for the quarter. You're listening to USA-365.com.
Legal issues can come in many different situations in today's world. Are you considering buying or selling real estate? Are you and your family experiencing financial difficulties? You have questions about how to implement the right plan for the transfer of your property after death? If so, you should consider consulting with an attorney. Attorney Adam Decker has provided legal advice for more than 20 years to the residents of Northwestern Indiana on these and other matters. Call him to discuss your specific legal issue at 219-663-7400. Or visit AdamDeckerLaw.com to find out more about Adam Decker and his areas of practice.
You're listening to Crown Point High School Bulldogs basketball live on Internet Radio's USA-365.com.
Craig Sprinkle, Dave Woodworth on USA-365.com. It's the Crown Point Bulldogs. The boys basketball team in their DAC opener. This is a team that has had 13 days off, would you believe it? They were supposed to play, of course, against Michigan City 7 nights ago. Here's a three by Snodgrass. Plenty of air to be felt. And last touch, Crown Point. It's going the other way to the Maryville Pirates, leading 5-0. Maryville winners of five straight. Of course, we mentioned the Chesterton Trojans, a conference win for Maryville. Crown Point has faced the Chesterton Trojans. That was in tournament action, non-conference at the end of December. Front court left for the Maryville Pirates. Ball come down low. Too strong on the short jumper. And Gerald Demas the rebound. And here come the Crown Point Bulldogs. Front court to the right. And we have contact on the Maryville Pirates. The foul called Johnny Bernard.
Yeah, he was trying to play some tight defense. I think he was a little too tight as he made contact.
Gerald Demas to bring the ball inbounds. Sideline near side right. Clint Swan standing up. T.J. Lux the standing up. The two head coaches of the respective teams on their feet as the ball trickles out of bounds will go the other way to the Maryville Pirates, leading 5-0, 4:21 opening quarter. The Crown Point Bulldogs still looking for their first field goal of the game.
Yeah, and Frank, I've got the Crown Point Bulldogs down for four team turnovers to none for Maryville so far.
Maryville front court left with Johnny Bernard elevating for three, top of the key, off the back iron. Gerald Demas short leaping rebound. Here comes Crown Point working front court to the right with Matt Hanlon. Hanlon starts to drive, feeds it down low for Decker. The ball loose left of the key. Do we have a jump ball? We do. Not sure the possession arrow favors. They're saying Maryville. So a jump ball and the Maryville Pirates with a 5-0 lead halfway through 4 minutes in this opening quarter. Maryville looking to expand beyond an early two-possession lead. Maryville front court to the left. There's a nice feed down low as it looked like Balcom with the jump with the field goal. Balcom with 4 points in this one. Front court to the right for the Crown Point Bulldogs. Sammy Decker works in between the circles, pitches it out for Sammy Krutz. Now driving down low. Driving down low, Wade Cozy as he checks into the game. And Gerald Demas in the traffic draws a foul on his way to the netted cup in the act of shooting. Elias Gerald Demas, the 6'2 junior guard forward to the line to our right, looking to give the Bulldogs their first point of the game. The foul called on Rashad Balcom. That is his first, the team's third. Gerald Demas good on his first free throw attempt. 7-1, the Bulldogs on the board. Gerald Demas shooting to our right. Slight bend, lets it go, counted on the second. So Crown Point in the scorer's books, Elias Gerald Demas with two free throws, 7-2. The Bulldogs trail in this one. Front court to the left for the Maryville Pirates. Bandy for Bernard starts to drive, has the lane taken away. He's called for a travel left of the key. Good defense by the Bulldogs, forcing Johnny Bernard to walk.
And that's the first turnover for the Pirates on our scorebook records.
Coming up on 3 minutes in the opening quarter, Maryville putting a plus defense as Crown Point gets it in the front court right. Here is Sammy Krutz right here at the key shot. No, and it looks like we have a charge, an offensive foul on the Bulldogs.
Yeah, unfortunate there because that was almost a one-on-one opportunity there for Sam Krutz to drive it into the basket, and he died in doing so. He drove right into the defender.
And Krutz, they've called for his second foul. Both teams squared at three fouls apiece. 3 minutes remaining opening quarter, 7-2. Maryville on the road. They lead it in the Bulldog Gym on this Friday night. The Bulldog Gym with the upper bleachers open, the crowd feeling nicely here at Crown Point High School on the south end of town. There is a drive by Holmes. He comes up missing. The leaping rebound by Decker and Crown Point front court to the right. Trailing as there's a turnover. Johnny Bernard with the right-handed dunk. Johnny Bernard with the steal and his second field goal, giving five of the Maryville 9 points. 9-2, Maryville with the lead. As Maryville played a plus defense, they forced 26 turnovers against Chesterton 6 nights ago at home.
Maryville really putting on the pressure defense here, doubling up on the ball carrier.
Very physical, very athletic. A three-pointer, Remy no to the left, as the three-pointer doesn't drop for Kenny Mills. Front court to the left for the Crown Point, for the Maryville Pirates in their purple on purple attire. Now a steal by the Crown Point Bulldogs, and now stolen away by Maryville as a foul, or an offensive foul. Offensive foul on Balcom.
Yeah, a little too anxious to want to go to the basket. He drove right over the top of a Crown Point defender. So that's the second foul on Rashard Balcom.
And 14 fouls deep for Maryville as Matt Hanlon will bring the ball inbounds. Will Fulton checking in for the Maryville Pirates. Fulton, 5'8 junior.
Defense here by the Pirates.
And they're playing it very nicely. They're very athletic, is this Maryville team. Front court, Crown Point trying to bring the ball front court to the right. Matt Hanlon working the point. The pitch to the near wing for Mills. Mills starts the drive, lets it go. Too strong. And here comes Maryville, front court left, with Thompson working the point. Working it now, Cam Wright. We see Cam Wright, the quarterback of the Maryville football team, in the game. Rob Sanders also in as Maryville looking to go deep on their bench. Thompson loses the handle, however, had help. Out of touch, last out of bounds, last touch.
Yeah, Crown there point. May have been a missed travel call there on that drive to the basket. But hey, that happens at all levels of the game. Right,
well, and the question is, can you get fortunate getting having the calls in your favor, not getting called? Let's see if Maryville can capitalize. They lead it by a big sum, 9-2. Maryville with Thompson, front court to the left, over for Cam Wright. Cam Wright pitches it over for Sanders. He holds his dribble left of the wing. Now Fulton. Cam Wright in between the circles. Crown Point playing almost a man-to-man defense inside 1 minute with Maryville leading 9-2 and the lead front court to the left. Here is Holmes. Now Thompson, the pitch for Cam Wright as Maryville just looking to take some time of the clock. You're just curious if they want to play for the last shot here. No shot clock in high school basketball for better or worse. Now a three from Thompson from the right corner. Plenty of air to be felt and out of bounds going to Crown Point. Bulldogs taking possession down 9-2. As Vince Smith checking into the game for the Crown Point Bulldogs. Of course, Vince Smith, one of the defensive ends for the Bulldog football team. So you have Vince Smith, Cam Wright, a couple of football players from the offense and the defense of Maryville and Crown Point, respectively. 23 seconds. Hanlon still in the game, playing the point. Holding his dribble, Jared Demas for Vince Smith. Smith holds it at the left wing. Tries to pitch off for Hanlon. Taken away by the Maryville Pirates. A layup good. Count it for Sanders.
Yeah, once again, I saw 4 steps taken by Sanders, but they let him have it because he was driving to the basket, apparently.
Hanlon, the pick, trying to feed it for Smith, and the ball loose. It's going to, however, be the end of the quarter. A domination of the Maryville Pirates, leading 11-2 at the end of the open first 8 minutes. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Basketball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
As we begin a new year, this is a good time to resolve to do a better job, take better care of our families, and protect our hard-earned investments, property, and our health. Scott Angel, State Farm Insurance Agent, is here in Northwest Indiana to help people manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize their dreams. Whether you need auto, life, or fire insurance or other financial services, Scott Angel is here to serve you. Learn more by calling 219-803-0669 or go online to www.scottangelsf.com. Scott Angel, State Farm Insurance, a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com.